just about 9 p.m., it means that it's just about the end of From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm your host, DJ Addy. Bidding you good night. You can stay tuned for Vive La Mach. Mach Stroll to you all the way until 1 in the morning. Still on my mission, finding out good music on the East Coast. It's back in Pittsburgh. Back out east. We'll be back in 2 weeks via the Amtrak. So stay tuned. Having a DJ Addy meet and greet somewhere in Pittsburgh, maybe in the East End, probably the week of Christmas. Stay tuned. And good night.
Feeling mighty blue, and everything looked black. But I I carried on. Brand new dance from Abraham. Everybody. Sumum Nazareti. Okay. Oh, Agaba. Agaba. Okay, let's go dance. Everybody. Sumum Nazareti. Mesen Selecta. Back again. Yeah. Shakis. Everybody. Dance. Agaba. Agaba. Agaba.
twista. Sasa jaiva, mali kafika na mapeni kalenta. Singeli twista, sasa jaiva, mali kafika na mapeni kalenta.
Everybody twista, singeli twista. Wanangu twista, inafundisha inelimisha. Uwacheza twista, singeli twista. Wanangu twista, inafundisha inelimisha.
Hiki tunoma mzazi, koju kapome amnazi. Watoto skiza mzazi, napoli amshasha. Luku kami ni jena ganga ni furu sosi ni tadata. Atuta kisha ni mchezo ya tariweka chumba li tachapwa. Luka luta kwenye show, ata kama unado. Ni mzama kwenye show, mendeka nini flow. Singeli twista, sasa jaiva, mali tafika na mapeni kalenta. Singeli twista, sasa jaiva, mali tafika na mapeni kalenta.
Everybody twista, singeli twista. Wanangu twista, inafundisha, inelimisha. Uwacheza twista, singeli twista. Wanangu twista, inafundisha, inelimisha.
Umzikile testa, yes, dance twista. Kulumanika bilasta, konfumi ni master.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
Hello, you're listening to Forbes Avenue on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. I'm your host, Arshan Das, with my co-host,
Kate Smiggy.
And today we're going to be interviewing Max Gonzalez, also known as Gems.
Hi.
Max is a graffiti artist and muralist in Pittsburgh. He has a pretty interesting story. So I guess we'll let him lead it off. Tell us how you got into graffiti.
Yeah, so I am a full-time muralist, but I always make the distinction to say that I'm like first and foremost a graffiti writer. So like I have a very like graffiti, like traditional hip-hop lettering background. I'm originally from Southwest Side Chicago. I grew up painting there and just like seeing like graffiti everywhere I was from, because the neighborhood I'm from is Pilsen, and it's just like this very historic Chicano community that's just covered in graffiti. So I just naturally saw it everywhere I was. So even like as far as like starting to draw graffiti, like I don't even know how old I was, because I just was mimicking what I saw and what I thought graffiti was. I very much so have always had graffiti in my life. I didn't really start to like try to actually paint and get a name in graffiti until I was about like 15. I think like the first time I used spray paint though, I was like 13, just coming from like a construction background and doing vandal type things with my dad and my brother. And from there, around like later in high school is when I started to actually really try to push it more, try to do pieces and things. but it really was when I moved to Pittsburgh for college and didn't have like parental control and kind of had free reign that I really, really started to push graffiti. So that was like age 18. I started writing Gems. Before that, I was writing all kinds of other things, but Gems is like really what stuck out to me. And just like being in a university format in a city that was unfamiliar to me and just kind of hating the college format I was in, I kind of didn't like to hang around a lot. So every night I would just go paint on things and put my name everywhere. So in a way, like me having graffiti was an access to like my upbringing to Chicago and kind of like that culture that I was brought up with. So being able to like export that to Pittsburgh and like pull from that inspiration. But yeah, so the whole time through college, I was not doing graffiti as my art form for Carnegie Mellon, but it was still always there.
Yeah, so you studied at Carnegie Mellon, like we are current Carnegie Mellon students. A lot of times when you're around campus, you hear people talking about how the environment here is somewhat depressing or suffocating. Everyone has their own opinions on that, but how do you think the environment of Pittsburgh and Carnegie Mellon contributed to your art?
Yeah, if anything, it was kind of good that